We were holding in, we finished the Pshatim on Yishakeni. I wanted to add a little more Hezbah. Maybe we said it last time, maybe not, but Akapanim is certainly to be mechadded it. So I looked in, first I looked in the Akdami here. It is, Pirush Beis was something that was missing in the printed one. On the first eight Psukim, he says the Pirush Beis is missing, and whatever it is, they've inserted it, so that's fine. Okay, so he said before, mitzad the shekinah says is nishika achas shehishtayim. It's one nishika that is really shtayim she'achzi belakim shtayim zeshamati. Anoich v'leilach v'deyach v'nemru, and then k'sham yisrov anoich nikba torah belibam k'sham leil nekat torah. Those two are the two nishika. Is one that the baal is menashik that. And so on. And one is Zohar, one's the Keva. That's basically the points that he's making. So in the Chibur that is at the core of all Chiburim in the Bria. So the Makabal's, the Mashpia's job is to be Mashpia. That's the primary job, to be a Mashpia. And the Zohar, the Chelek Zohar, is the Mashpia. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, and Bemela, it all, that's his Chelek. Our Chelek is Ne'emonis. If you think about it, and let's go back to the Kedushin and Nesuin Marshal, the Kedushin and Nesuin divide. In Kedushin, you have that the woman is not, it becomes usa to anybody. The man gets zero halachis with the nesuin, with the ketushin. At the nesuin, the woman, as a matter of fact, her dinim become a little lighter in terms of the misa is actually less chomer. Two, the man becomes chayev in all the inyanim that a man is chayev in Nisuin. The woman doesn't have any eret chayuvim. So if you think about it, Kedushin is mitzad isha, and Nisuin is mitzad ish. Kedushin is called kulay iser, Nisuin is called kulay nesina. So the chelek of Nekeva as the mekabeles, her chelek in the relationship is expressed in Ne'emonis. The chelek of the Zohar is expressed in the Sina, in Ashpa. The part that seems most strange is that the Isurim come before the Nesuin. Somehow we would have expected the other way around. We got married. Marriage means, you know, that I love you and I want to be with you and whatever it is, and b'meila it's aser. The truth is the reverse comes in. So the answer to it is that the koyach hanesina in the bria is geared to a makabel. In other words, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives his mashpia to a makabel. Nobody pours out the water first and then puts a cup there, unless it's a magic show of some sort. You put the cup and you pour into the cup. So it's the mekabel's readiness to be mekabel that prompts the mashpia to be mashpia. And just like a woman, as long as the babies are nursing, she has milk to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is a mashpia, because the Bria stels zu and desires, wants, needs hashpa. But as soon as, so you first need to create a makabel. If you don't have a makabel, if you don't have a makabel waiting there, then no hashpa is going to flow. So b'meila, it's going to what's going to happen is the there's not going to be any flow because there's nobody waiting there to pick up the to pick up the pieces. Al kolponim, and it's very, very interesting when you think about the world. Havana. So the reason you're not mezane is because you love your wife so much. So there's really nothing that you would call ne'emanus. By definition, as soon as I stop, as soon as I find somebody else that I enjoy, I stop liking my wife. It's hainuhach. So there is no ne'emanus whatsoever. It's lahavel of those like in a restaurant. I'm very loyal to this restaurant. Why? Because I like the food. When I stop liking the food, I'm not going to eat there anymore. There's no inherent loyalty. So my loyalty is going to be just for the time needed to the result of the enjoyment. Sal kolponim, the nekeva's mitzias is that it's going to be a kli chosum. It's just like in halacha of in Hilchas Tumah Torah, a kli that has a hole in it stops being a kli. A mayan stops being a mayan if it runs dry. A kli needs to be something which is a kol kuli kibul without losing anything. So that's going to be the pshat over here also. Our chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neveya from the fact that we have the lo yilecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the anoichi. That's why the tsura of the tzivu is very fascinating. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says anoichi and I have lo yilecha. Anoichi is not even mitzvah's essay, it's sort of a statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the hashpah of existence coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we respond to it in kind. So our response is lo yilecha, and when they're mischaba one with the other, it's hainuhach. So just like a zivuk is something which is something which consists. It's a chibur that consists of a zach and a keva, one who is loyal and one who's giving. The same thing is true also from the ish and isha, the chibur of us and Gashpoch consists of the two together. When they're mechuba, they're one. There's no real distinction between the two. It's something that it's something that's totally mechuba, but by definition became one. You can't say which half of it, because by definition it's no more halves. That's something which is only shayach to when the chibur is total. So anoch nilcha is really one. That's achas dibalikim, but shnayim zashemati is it comes together as one. It comes together from two parts becoming one. That's how it goes. Okay. Same thing with Yizach and Shama also. Be'emes, the real Eidus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Abriya, is the fact that I'm not doing Melacha, I'm resting. But that's very, very hard to present, because tachlis, I'm not doing work, is something that doesn't present itself. So when I make kiddush and I say the work I'm not doing is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the world, then my not doing becomes a davar shel mamish. That's not an easy one to explain. But tachlis, what is really the essential zecher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not doing work is not doing work. The problem is, if I don't do work, there's nothing there that's saying anything. So therefore, the saying the words really defines defines the metzias of not doing. I'm sorry, what? Correct. The answer is yes. And Be'emes, the Moshe, if you look at Bnei Noach are mitzvah, not in avodah zarah. In other words, believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it's hard to describe as emunah, but they have a chiyuv not to worship avodah zarah. So in a certain sense, they're actually their not doing is more important for them than their doing, which is different than us. And in the Emes, they can't be makabel for Mashiach, because before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people, there wasn't anything. So there has to have been something first, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. But in the relationship part of it, it's our not worshiping Avodah Zarah that starts the process, just like Avraham Avinu. Before he rejected Avodah Zarah before he came to Emuna. So you have that, but it's different, because in the very very beginning there could only be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way where Shuvah Elai or Shuvah Aleichem. It's one comes before the other. We say this, we say that, but Akapanim, that's the Mahalach. Okay, good. So that was the Mahalach of Yishkeim Shigipas Pihu, the Chibur of Zachane Keva, the Chibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what it says, Kitoim Nadecha Miyoyin, because down deep I recognize that in the very, very pnimius of the Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chibur to Kal Yisrael. So something which is a... something which is a layer. In other words, the Chachma of Torah and the Protea Torah are layers that wrap around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Good. So this pasuk base. So the pasuk says, "L'reach shmonecha toivim, shemen turak shmecha, al kena lomos ahivucha." There's sort of a reach of shemen toiv. Then it says shemen turak shmecha. Shemen pours out from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Alkena lomase vucha, and that's why the girls love you. So there are two inyanim, reach shmecha toivim and shemen toach shmecha, and it's an attraction to lomais. So there's a piece here, again, the way he has it set up here, there's a piece that's Mamash Alpi Kabbalah, we'll leave that alone. And then, L'reach Shmenecha Toivim, this is his Pirush Alef, Shemen Torek Shmel Kemazer Vucha. So he says, Pirush, Kishloisha Shmanim Hoye B'Mishkan, Shem Namor, Shem Mishkan, Shem Menachis. There were three Shmanim in the Beis HaMikdash, Shem Namor, Shem Mishkan, Shem Menachis. The truth is, they also represent three different, what's the right word for it? Three different attributes of oil. One is smell. Oil has in itself the ability to be koilet, a lot of reiches, and to give that over. That's one. Two. Oil has in itself the ability to be meir, and three, or has tam in itself. Shemen turak shmecha is shemen amnoches. V'turak miloshen tamruki anoshim. It's also an inyan of something which is some cosmetic. So he brings on the bottom here that the gears is switched in some of them, and that the gears is that this third one, Shem Turek Shmecha, is going Hashem and Amishcha, which makes more sense because that's certainly a Loshen Tachshit HaNoshim. Very hard to pick Shem Amnoches as Tachshit HaNoshim. Alken Alomos Heivucho, Alomos Heim Ha'umois. When you cry about lomas, why? Shalom is him pnu yishen lebailim. They're unaffiliated. Kamer kein umas laasit shashich isha lili kas mashay lehem lebailim lehem lili lebailim rak v'noaru achel ke Yisrael. So the alomos are the umas olam, because even though right now they might be being over Avodah Zarah, but they're going to throw it away. They're going to come to the realization of Avodah Zarah is nothing, and they're going to be in the market. Mashama l'reach, mesharech hu be'etzem dak u'mirichnas imirachik. V'lachin gam arachikim nenem izem neshach achirecha arev. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the chush ha'reach is the least, what's the right word for it? It's the least specific. You can't get a handle you can't know what is exactly, where it's from. Reich is the most maddening thing that you have sometimes something in a refrigerator, in a kitchen, it doesn't smell right and you can't locate it, and it's very hard to specific. On the other hand, it's able to pick up on a lot of much further, more disguised things than any other chush. So it's the Reich that, Reich is the chush that serves the people furthest away, but it's not as effective as the other chushim. So therefore, gamar chok nenim zem shachar reicharav. Obnei shabadam uruach habahamis v'nefesh habahamis uruach min hashamayim v'nefesh min haaretz moish amru toys haaretz nefesh chaya v'shamayim u'koil kol avriyas af umos ha'ilam koish kosevatem chayas kulam bein Yisrael u'bein ha'umos. וכינו בריח נכלול גם כן אף אין מרוחק, אבל בטעם אינו כמי שאיכל. בזר שנשיק הספי הוא ישקן לבד, אבל איך שמנך, גם הלום הסיבוך, שם הריח גם הם נהנים ממך. Okay. So, basically, what the Goyen is saying is, let's first speak beklolius about it. In the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish of the Bria, Umus, in the highest sense of Sheirish HaBriya, Umus are there also. because there's a klal, the higher a certain mechina is, the more it's koil. Even logically, map it out. If I'm mapping out the different departments where people work, so this person works here, this person works here, for the company, everybody works. From the janitor down to, the higher up the configuration is, the less specific it is, it's koil more, and it reaches, so who works for the company includes the guy that sweeps the front lobby. But once you start speaking about more specific things, he's not there. In the highest darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being the Shoresh HaBriya, at a very high darga, everything is koil in it. Once you start speaking about specific hashgacha down here, within the context of this world, then you start being mismayir umsoilam, and you get the Yisrael only. So this is true in every Shoresh, in every level of Ruchnias and so on. On the higher level, everything is koil. The more you go on a lower level, the more specific, the less and less is kolol, and the more specific. So Lamashal in Shemayim, which is very high up, which you're talking about the Dargis Elyonis, almost all of them at the same place are included. When you talk about Ba'aretz, where is Hashkacha, where is Gavriach, it's Klal Yisrael much more specifically. In the Shoresh. Why? It means let me give you a mashal. When I draw a circle around something, everything gets included. When I draw lines, I only draw to the places I consider important. So mitzad the klolius ha'olam, almost all of them are included. Everything's included. When you're talking about seeing Hashgacha within the Bria, seeing Hashgacha manifest itself in this world and being shayach to here or there or somewhere else, that's Klal Yisrael's miyuchet. But on the darga that Hashgacha Baruch Hu is makif the entire Bria and is sort of a higher sense of Hashgacha where everything in the world has purpose and fits into something and goes somewhere, that's all together. It makes no difference. No, in the world as a whole, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all the in the sense of Hashgacha that we're not privy to, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the whole world to get to a certain shleimus, all the pieces, everything, every piece, that happens to everybody. Every single piece has to fit into place, but in our terms of interacting, being aware of it, it's only us, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll hold it here. Good. Okay, I got my it. Take care. Batzlacha. Bye. Not yet. I want to research. Give me a few more days. Hopefully Yontov. Okay. Okay. Take care. Meir. Oh, good night. Bye.